Dear listeners, Sai Ram. We now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first aired on the 5th January 2017 as part of Thursday Live programs on Asia Stream of Radio Sai. This program is hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Saram, dear listeners, and welcome to the 9th episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. With prayers to Bhagwan, 9 weeks ago, we started this program to rediscover some of those beautiful compositions that used to be sung in the physical presence of Bhagwan in the 60s and 70s. Brother Srinivasulu had the privilege of learning these compositions from Mr. Mohan Rao, who had the chance to sing in front of Bhagwan in the yesteryears. Thanks to Brother Srinivasulu, we have learnt 8 bhajans. Today is the 9th episode and we are about to learn another beautiful melody. It's a short and sweet bhajan, and this is how the bhajan flows. Here is the first line.
Shankha Chakra Pitambaradhari Karuna Sagara Rama Murari.
So this is the bhajan we will learn now. Like it happened in all the previous episodes of this program, we have now Brother Srinivasulu spelling out the lyrics of the program and also singing for us the tune. Brother Anirudh will follow Brother Srinivasulu when he explains the tune, and after this, you will listen to a short excerpt of a conversation with Mr. Haridas Iradi. In the earlier episodes of this program, you have heard conversations with Mr. Krishnadas Iradi. Mr. Haridas Iradi is a younger brother of Mr. Krishnadas Iradi, and both of them had the opportunity to sing in front of Bhagwan in the 60s and 70s, and they continue to sing in the Sanctum Sanctorum of Prashant Nilayam even to date. So let's begin with the lyrics of the bhajan.
Shankha Chakra Pitambaradhari Karunasagara Rama Murari. Shankha Chakra Pitambaradhari Karunasagara Krishna Murari. Shankha Chakra Pitambaradhari Karunasagara Sai Murari. This bhajan is being sung in the scale G Pancham.
And now comes the most interesting part of this program. Let's now learn to sing this beautiful melody.
Shankha Chakra Pitambaradhari Karuna Sagara Rama Murari. 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 Shankha Chakra Pitambaradhari Karuna Sagara Krishna 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 Murari. Shankha Chakra Pitambaradhari Karuna Sagara Sai Murari. Shankha Chakra Pitambaradhari Karuna Sagara Sai Murari. శంఖ చక్ర పీతాంబరధారి కరుణాసాగర సాయి మురారి.
శంఖ చక్ర పీతాంబరధారి కరుణాసాగర సాయి మురారి.
శంఖ చక్ర పీతాంబరధారి కరుణాసాగర రామ మురారి.
So that's the soft and sweet bhajan, adoring the Lord as Krishna, Rama and Sai. Brother Srinivasulu in his mellifluous voice gave us a beautiful demonstration. Brother Anirudh was trying to grasp the tune of the bhajan, and dear listeners, those of you who tried to follow the bhajan would have also got a grasp of how this bhajan flows. Let's listen to more about the composition of this bhajan. Brother Anirudh is here. So tell us, Anirudh, what are your thoughts on the raga of this bhajan?
Sairam Vishu.
Sairam.
As Brother Srinivasulu was singing this bhajan and even mentioning that this is one of the bhajans which is sung continuously, like after third speed, we increase the speed again.
Okay.
And then sing the whole bhajan. Shankha Chakra Pitambara Dhari. So, as soon as I heard this first time from Srinivasulu sir, I was just trying to imagine those days, full claps.
Yes.
With a lot of energy.
Yes.
And the tempo keeps going up. Perhaps I think we should include this in the next medley series whenever we record the new medley sequence. Coming to the raga aspect, it is based on rag Bhairav in the Hindustani classical music. And we call it Maya Malava Gaula in the Carnatic classical music. Though the bhajan is very small and just three lines, and it keeps floating around just two, three notes. Ne 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 sa re sa ma pa da pa da pa ma ga re sa. So the whole bhajan floats in these notes, and which beautifully form this raga, Maya Malava Gaula. If you see the arohana, it has all the seven notes.
Sa re
komal re
ga
shuddha ga
ma pa dha
komal da
da ni
shuddha ni
sa ni da pa ma ga re sa.
Very powerful, isn't it? So each note you can really dwell upon and practice for hours and hours. That's how the Hindustani classical musicians do in each instruments or be it vocal. So coming to this bhajan, let me share something which I feel which is very important for this bhajan. Apart from learning the tune and the beat aspect and how to sing in the mandir style, which is the first line, first speed and the second speed, etc. I feel this has the words like Karuna Sagara in every line. And the tune of each line is beautifully composed that you can really give that bhava in the Karuna Sagara.
Shankha Chakra Pitambara Dhari Karuna Sagara Rama Murari.
So this is the first Karuna Sagara in the first line.
Shankha Chakra Pitambara Dhari Karuna Sagara Krishna Murari.
And the third one.
Shankha Chakra Pitambara Dhari Karuna Sagara Sai Murari.
The Karuna Sagara word itself is filled with bhava, and the tune adds much more feelings to the entire bhajan, so that we can really offer it to Swami with lot of bhava. So for singers who are practicing this bhajan and learning it for the first time, they can get the tune first rightly and then try to add the feelings to the bhajan, like giving some vibratos.
Shankha Chakra Pitambara Dhari Karuna Sagara.
The Karuna Sagara can be made little softer.
Rama Murari Shankha Chakra Pitambara Dhari Karuna Sagara Krishna Murari.
So there is a difference in singing the other lines and other syllables or words and Karuna Sagara. So the little gentleness towards the Karuna Sagara with little more feelings and vibrato makes a lot of difference. Of course, yeah, prayers really matter to add lot of feelings to the bhajan, since the whole bhajan is a sadhana.
Yeah, just so that as everyone sings, you know how you can add life to this bhajan.
Exactly.
So that others also can connect.
And the
bhajan is only a medium to connect to him. So
exactly.
Yes, wonderful.
Yeah. So I thought it should be told before we go to the structural swaras and breaking up, because this comes as a primary.
Absolutely.
So let's move on to the swaras.
Ni 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 sa sa ri sa sa ga ma ga ri ri ga ga ri sa sa sa.
Ni 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 sa sa ri sa sa ga ma ga ri ri ga ga ri sa sa sa.
Sa ma 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 ga ma pa 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 da 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 pa ma ga ma pa pa.
Sa ma 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 ga ma pa 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 da 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 pa ma ga ma pa pa.
Da 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 pa pa da ma ma ga ga ma pa pa ma ga ri ga ga ri sa sa sa.
Da 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 pa pa da ma ma ga ga ma pa pa ma ga ri ga ga ri sa sa sa.
Well, if you just listen to the notes of the bhajan also, they sound so beautiful, so
yeah,
melodious. I guess there are many other bhajans also in this raga, isn't it? It's a very common raga.
Yeah, there are plenty of bhajans. After we did the swaras, the bhajans which came to my mind are
Nirupama Guna Sadhana Charana Nirajadala Nayana. Hare Murare Sai Ram, Hare Murare Ram, Parama Sumangala Sai Ram, Parama Sumangala Ram.
And even this bhajan,
Satya Dharma Shanti Prema Sab Ko Dijo,
belongs to Maya Malagola.
So shall we move on to the beat?
Yeah, the beat of this bhajan is 8 beat, which is Aditalam in the Carnatic classical music or Keherva in the Hindustani classical music. So we give the count as 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. It's a fast bhajan. So the count is 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Shankha Chakra Pitambara Dhari Karuna Sagara Rama Murari.
Shankha Chakra Pitambara Dhari Karuna Sagara Rama Murari.
Shankha Chakra Pitambara Dhari Karuna Sagara Krishna Murari.
Shankha Chakra Pitambara Dhari Karuna Sagara Krishna Murari.
Shankha Chakra Pitambara Dhari Karuna Sagara Sai Murari.
Shankha Chakra Pitambara Dhari Karuna Sagara Sai Murari.
Yet another beautiful bhajan. By Bhagwan's grace, we have learnt and we have shared. Thank you so much, Brother Anirudh and Anand.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. Having enjoyed the tune of the bhajan and learnt its beat, let's now move on and discuss a little more about the bhava aspect of this bhajan. We did touch upon it, while discussing the raga, but there is so much more to it. And let's listen now to the moments of divine proximity and divine interaction by Mr. Haridas Iradi. Mr. Haridas Iradi, along with Mr. Krishnadas Iradi, two brothers from Kerala, were picked up by Bhagwan way back in the 60s to sing in front of him. And they have been singing all their lives, right from 1960s. Till the time Bhagwan was there in his physical form, and even now, they represent the beautiful confluence of the ancient with the current. And their reflections and their ruminations on Bhagwan's teachings and directions on bhajans are precious and profound. So here is the first part of the conversation with Mr. Haridas Iradi. Saram and welcome, Mr. Haridas Iradi, to Radio Sai Global Harmony. It is really a great joy having you here, because so many times we have heard you along with your brother Krishnadas Iradi in the Prashanti Nilayam Mandir, and whenever both of you sing, the whole Sai Kulwanthal reverberates. It's booming with those beautiful energy. And in fact, this morning also, when you both of you were singing that bhajan, it just could not but reflect on the vintage bhajans, that vintage feel of Prashanti Nilayam. You know, your mind absolutely just goes back in time to those days when Bhagwan used to enjoy so many bhajans that had a very different charm of its own. And so you belong to that time, you belong to the 60s, and Bhagwan has blessed you to sing even now. I think perhaps the only devotee, the only pair who continues to sing in Prashanti Nilayam Mandir. So tell us, whenever you sit in Prashanti Nilayam Mandir, whenever you sit in Sai Kulwanthal and you offer a bhajan to Bhagwan, what is the thought that is uppermost in your mind?
Sai Ram. See, from the very childhood, we have been in bhajans, definitely. That I think I must thank my parents, especially father, who used to insist that every day we must have 1 hour bhajan in the evening.
Every day?
Every day, 365 days.
Oh my God, wow.
So that was the thing. And in Bhagavata, it is written that when you are really going to the spiritual path, the God will send you a guru. You are not that you go in search of a guru. Mm-hmm. God will send a guru who will guide you to the correct line. Like that only we got a real gem, Swami Abhedananda, who was supposed to be the reincarnation of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Okay.
He was for bhajans and bhajans only. He will talk about bhajan only through bhajans only. Oh, that was the type of a person he was, Swami Abhedananda. So we had the chance to get him as our guru in bhajans. We didn't know anything about him. Just like that it happened. He came to our house, stayed with us for about 41 days, teaching us bhajans and bhajans only. Of course, my father, especially at that time, you know, in 1950s, I must say, he was, of course, we were all going to the college and all, but he was giving more importance for spiritual activities than educational activities. Mm-hmm. So that was the benefit for us as far as the spiritual path is concerned. Education path is totally different. We were not very good in education, this thing and all. And we believed, you know, that we could just pass, that's all. We never thought of getting 100 out of 100 and all. We never even wished it. That is the thing. So bhajan was in our, we can say that now it was in our blood. So Bhagavata, I'll take myself to the Bhagavata back. So when the guru blesses you, you are taken to the God. The God will be in front of you. So we started doing bhajans at the age of 4 in Kali temple with Shiva temple. And then Shiva brought us Swami Abhedananda as guru to us. And with the blessings of Swami Abhedananda, Shiva himself came. The first instant that we were in Palakkad, when Swami came there and we started singing Chitachora bhajan, Swami came out and said that, okay, come to Cochin. So from Cochin he said, come to Parthi. So from Shiva to Abhedananda, from Abhedananda to Shiva back. Exactly what is Bhagavata is written.
Wow.
In Kali Yuga, actually our story is a replica of what Bhagavata has written. That is how we got. So Swami had a special liking, I believe, for us. Otherwise, this you were telling, reverberating bhajans and all those things. It is not on our credentials. It is Swami's, Abhedananda's voice coming through us with the blessings of Bhagavan. That's all I can say. Because we are not great musicians. If you ask me what is the raga of that you are singing, I may not be able to tell you. Not that I may not, I will not be able to tell you. But we sing. And people like it. It's not that what I have understood is that what, it's not that much that what I am singing. It is more important that what others are thinking about it. Swami blesses and Abhedananda sings through us. That's what I believe. Otherwise there is no chance at this age, you know, we have to sing like this. It is not our credit at all. So from the very, see, 1960s, early 60s and all, we were in colleges and personally myself, not my brother, Krishnadas Eradi, I was a mischievous boy. I used to ask questions, do a lot of things. But bhajans were, yes, whatever, anything about bhajan, we used to love. That was the only thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, Swami used to give us that freedom. I'll tell you a very small story. That freedom to come and sit for the bhajan, even when I was not well.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time that I had an attack of typhoid.
Mm-hmm.
Must be 63, 64. 62, I believe. I don't remember that year correctly. I was an old doctor here. Dr. Mistry used to come from Mumbai. And they gave me chloramphenicol, the drug of choice for this thing. And I was admitted in the hospital. Seems that Swami used to ask the doctor every day about Eradi brother. And the chloramphenicol has converted the typhoid to jaundice.
Oh.
Then it was a clear case of severe jaundice. They said you cannot just go out. So my brother talked to Swami and said, you know, no, my brother wants to attend the bhajan at least. Then Baba called the doctor and said, you know, Eradi brother can come for the bhajan and go back. Especially Dasara season, you know. So I got the permission to come for bhajan on a Dashami day.
Mm-hmm.
Came in the evening, we sat for bhajan. And on the way back, I told my younger brother, at that time Shivadas was also there. Mm-hmm. Told my younger brother, we will go to, because so many days I have not taken food.
Mm-hmm.
It was only some kanji or something. Let us have something. So we went to the hotel.
Okay.
And we had ghee roast, acute jaundice, and ghee roast. Doctor went to the hospital and found that I have not come back after the bhajan. So he was searching. Finally, somebody told, you know, that Eradi brother, we saw it in the hotel. So doctor came there. And he was furious, I must say, not just angry. You fellows with acute jaundice taking ghee roast and all, I am going to report this to Swami. So he went, after this you come to Swami's room. It was about 8 o'clock in the evening, where people are not supposed to go there. But he said, you have to come. I am going to report straight away. So after, anyway, doctor have seen us. He have shouted. So let us finish the ghee roast. So we had finished roast and then went there. So doctor is sitting there waiting for us. Come, come. And he was taken to Swami.
Oh.
So and he said, you know, they were taking this thing. They don't have no discipline. Swami, I have told you he cannot be given to permission for bhajans and all. absolutely no discipline. He said, what is this? See, you must see the compassion of Swami at that time. What is this happening? What did you do? He said, Swami, I was very hungry. I took Nai roast. He said, doesn't matter. That's good for jaunties. Why do you worry? See the love that he was, you know. We were expecting Swami will also shout. Instead, Swami said, he was just with compassionate, you know. He said, after all, what is there? It's good for stomach. Don't worry. Take butter also.
Oh my God.
I'll give you a bottle of medicine. You go home. Tomorrow, early morning, you can go. You'll be all right. That's what he said. We took that medicine. One small bottle of some liver tonic he gave. Took it and then went to Bangalore. We reached. Eyes were dark yellow.
Oh.
So we thought, you know, when we go home, you know, when father and mother see us like this, we'll be a little bit scared. So we bought a goggles.
Oh.
Those days, 12 rupees, 15 rupees, roadside goggles are available. We took it and then reached home by about 8:30, and father was a little bit angry. What is this? What is this fashion? Wearing a goggle at night. He said, we had a jaundice. I had a jaundice, so it was dark yellow. He said, okay, take it off. When we took off that goggle, there was no yellow color.
Oh, my God.
Next day, our regular doctor came and said, you know, he's perfectly all right.
Wow.
So this is a, if you want to call it miracle, miracle. If you call it an absolute love of Swami, it is absolute love. I take it as love. Because Swami doesn't show miracles. Swami shows only love.
Yes.
In that love, you know, we consider it as a miracle. So whenever we come here, you know, Swami used to give us importance that, you know, even when you are not well, you know, you can come and sit for bhajan. That was the thing.
That is the blessing of bhajans.
Yes.
The blessing of singing in front of him. He was willing to go to any extent for you.
Exactly. So then we were singing. After the college days and all, you know. Of course, I used to ask questions. I asked Swami once, you know, what is that importance for bhajan? There is a Nagar Sangirtan here. Morning bhajan is there, evening bhajan is there. Whatever program comes, you know, bhajan will be there.
Yes.
Then Swami told me, see, I can give you an answer straight away, but you watch my lectures, discourses, you will get it. You will get the answer. That's what he said. You just go through my discourses. So I started carrying a small scribbling pad, put it in my pocket. And wherever I, of course, we were not very serious. Again, we were all very young at that time. We even used to sleep during discourses. And we'll come out and say, you know, this today discourse was excellent. We had a nice sleep. To be very frank, that is the thing. So, but in between, we will get some points. I used to get some points. I will note it down. Over a period of time, you know, after maybe 10 years. I have a subject now to talk to the audience, the importance of bhajan in the 21st century.
Wow.
It has published in some magazines also, some journals, and I used to give 5 hours lecture.
Oh my God.
Importance of bhajan in 21st century. That is a subject. So this is mainly why. Just listening, that is again Swami's some blessings coming through some points and that it comes. And finally I came to the conclusion, in Kali Yuga we have to see body, mind and spirit. Body is most important because only in a healthy body there can be a healthy mind. If there is no healthy mind, there is no positive mind. This is what I come with that lectures and all, you know, I understood. So for healthy body, what should be done is the yoga practice, Raja Yoga. Yoga postures and all those things. And luckily for us, again, our father was a direct disciple of Swami Sivananda. So from the age 5, we were practicing yoga.
Oh, wow.
Yoga postures. So that yoga postures give us the healthy body with the mind. Even including when the yoga postures are done or being taught in the beginning, the guru will tell the student only that you have to do this. But you have to do it immediately, you will never say. So that is, your target is there.
Yes.
But never say that target has to be hit immediately. And he gives you a clue that you think of the target and close your eyes, take a deep breath and try to go for that.
Yes.
And over a period of 10 days or 15 days or even 30 days, you understand, ha, I did it.
Yes. All the postures, you become proficient in them, you achieve some level of exactness only with time.
With time, even without your knowledge.
Yes.
Only when you hit the target, you understand that you have already hit. That gives you the power of the mind. See, today's, in the present life, especially if I take in marketing or IT or any company, there is a target given to everybody. So when I am given a target for 1 year, immediately I divide it into 12, then I divide it into 4, so weekly target, and then divide it by 5, daily target. If I do not hit that first day target, I am disappointed. That disappointment gives me a negative energy. The next day, I will be slow.
Yes.
So actually, when I work on the target per day or per week or per month or whatever it may be, happening is that we are more and more of stressed.
Yes.
And the stress creates a real problem for your mind. This system of yoga postures unconsciously teaches you to remember only on the target but not the time.
Hmm.
Only when you hit the target. I was in pharmaceutical marketing. Even in an English company I was working. And all the 3 years where I worked in an English company, I was the man of that company.
Okay.
For India. Number one.
Mm-hmm.
By February I hit my target. All my other colleagues will be running around like a bad dog. Not hitting the target. I would have already hit the target. And whatever I get extra, mileage is plus 10 or 15. That's the thing. A plus, we call it. That is only because of the practice of yoga postures. Now I am coming to the mind and the body. You have to have two sessions where you can have problems. One is on the physical body, one is on the mental body system. The physical body, suppose you have a virus. Suppose you have a problem in your blood. It tries to push it out. That is why we have fever, we have boils, we have so many other symptoms coming, because always the problem of the physical body is if anything is entered negative, tries to push it out. Whereas for the mind, it always pushes in.
Mm-hmm.
Stress means goes in only. So what best you can do is actually a peripheral level stress can be with a good sleep. And middle stage also, with a good sleep, you can get rid of. But if it is a deep-rooted mental stress, then you have to get rid of it only through meditation. That is the thing. Where is the meditation comes? When you think of meditation, people think of all the other negative things happening in your life.
Exactly.
So people try to go against that, which actually mind is like Swami always used to say, mad monkey. That is what Swami's word. So when you try to control, it goes out more and more.
Yes.
So in meditation, what usually we say, we always ask them to go along with your feelings. Along with your feelings. So that one day, you know, that will go off finally. And that meditation, then concentrate on positive things. Concentration, more positive things. Concentrate on positive things. Then, yoga postures, meditation, pranayama. gives you a lot of energy, oxygen intake for your lungs, and carbon dioxide has been emitted out. So with pranayama, we have a lot of other this thing. So these three are the drug of choice in the 21st century for being a healthy body and a healthy mind. Now, what Swami says, when you sing bhajans, what is happening? When somebody leads the bhajan, you concentrate on what he is singing. Only with that, you can follow that afterwards.
Yes.
Suppose you lead the bhajan, I have to follow.
Yes.
Everybody have to follow. So all people are following what actually? Following with mind when the leader leads the bhajan. And after that, we start singing. The followers start singing. So, that itself. So there is no break in that. You sing and I sing. You sing and I sing. I means the entire group.
Yes.
You means the leader. What happens? You concentrate because you have to follow. Concentrate because you have to follow. Concentrate, you have to follow. Even without your knowledge, nothing comes to your mind then. Now toward this, it's not a silence. Bhajan is going on. So you have to concentrate what is a positive there. So what will happen finally? The follower actually meditates. Even without his knowledge. Unconscious state of meditation. Happening in the bhajan.
During bhajan.
And when I start singing, what happens? When the follower starts singing myself, then we have to control the breath.
Yes.
Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Here, you will not be able to say, you know, when I took the breath and when where I left the breath. It's a continuous flow. That is pranayama. That is pranayama. So, while you sing bhajan, there is a meditation, there is a pranayama. I will not sing, Om Namo Narayana, Om Namo Narayana. No. Absolute control of breath. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Absolute control of breath. That is what pranayama. Swami Sivananda Saraswati always used to say, 40 minutes of pranayama is equivalent to 8 hours of sleep.
Oh, wow.
8 hours of sleep. So that's a wonderful thing, this pranayama. So you get meditation, you get pranayama. Then, yoga postures. While you sit for bhajan for 1 hour, you know, minimum 1 hour when you sit, you know, that is a
yeah.
posture.
You're in yoga posture.
Yeah,
yes.
You're in a posture.
Yes. Wow.
That is, so yoga posture is happening there, pranayama is happening there, and meditation is also happening there. And finally what happens? Finally what happens? It is a solitude in multitude. Yes. A feeling of solitude in multitude.
Yes.
That is, you are in a group, but you are all alone because when you are listening the leader, you are listening to yourself. And when you start singing, you don't see what the other person or this person or backside or front side is happening. That's all this thing. So you and God only are there. In between, nothing else is there. A solitude in multitude. This is what I understood from Swami for so many years of watching his discourses. It's all been scribbled. And now I, as I told you, 5 hours, 6 hours talk on importance of how this elaborately I can discuss on. Swami will be giving only one sentence, but I make it half an hour. Who gives the power? Swami gives the power. Because he have told me, you watch my discourse. You will get the answer. This is the answer I got.
So that was an excerpt of a conversation with Mr. Haridas Iradi, who has had the opportunity to sing in front of Bhagwan for the last 4 decades and more. And now we move on to the last part of this program, where we'll listen to how this bhajan sounds when sung along with accompaniments following and instruments.
Shankh Chakra Pitambara Dhari Karuna Sagara Rama Murari. Shankh Chakra Pitambara Dhari Karuna Sagara Rama Murari. शंख चक्र पीतांबर धारी करुणा सागर कृष्ण मुरारी शंख चक्र पीतांबर धारी करुणा सागर कृष्ण मुरारी शंख चक्र पीतांबर धारी करुणा सागर साई मुरारी शंख चक्र पीतांबर धारी करुणा सागर साई मुरारी चक्र पीतांबर धारी करुणा सागर राम मुरारी शंख चक्र पीतांबर धारी करुणा सागर कृष्ण मुरारी शंख चक्र पीतांबर धारी करुणा साई मुरारी शंख चक्र पीतांबर धारी करुणा सागर साई मुरारी शंख चक्र पीतांबर धारी करुणा सागर राम मुरारी.
So that brings us to the end of the first batch of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. We pray to Bhagwan to help us do 9 bhajans in this first batch of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. We have completed that with this bhajan. But we intend to continue the Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom with another batch of 9 bhajans, because this exercise has only helped us and enriched us and inspired us to go back in time and relive some of these beautiful compositions and bring them back into the current generation and the current times. Every moment that we have spent with the avatar is very precious, and every time we can go back and rediscover some of those beautiful moments, those are our moments of meditation which we can pass on to the coming generation. So from the next episode onwards, we will begin with a fresh set of 9 olden golden melodies that we want to revive and rediscover for posterity. Thank you so much for your feedback, dear listeners. Your mails and your encouragement always inspires us to endeavor towards perfection and make it an offering at the lotus feet, such that it pleases the Lord and it pleases his devotees. As always, you can continue to write. Please email us at listener@radiosai.org. With love and gratitude, we offer this first set of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classrooms at the lotus feet of our most beautiful, loving Lord.
You were listening to an episode of our program Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. This episode was first aired on the 5th January 2017 as part of Thursday Live from Prashantinilayam on Asia stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.